Listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Like the rest of the world, we are currently living in a time of economic uncertainty. Economists are forecasting the NZ dollar's decrease in value, and there have been debates about whether the official cash rate, or the OCR, should decrease. Professor Robert McCulloch is one of the academics that believes the OCR should stay as is. I asked McCulloch about his stance. Why should the official cash rate remain as is, and are there any risks of changing it?
They cut the 0.25% only a week or so ago, but that decision was probably a mistake. And it's a surprise they did it, because the finance minister herself and her treasury have said that an economic recovery is underway, and within the next year we'll be growing at nearly 3%, and inflation's been increasing. It went up from about 2.3 to 2.5% over the last quarter. So I would have thought it was pretty obvious that the cash rate should have remained the same, and particularly with all the uncertainty with the tariffs. There's no obvious reason why it should be increased or decreased, but instead they went and cut it. So yes, I think that decision was a mistake.
How would the effects of the proposed US tariffs affect the OCR or inflation in general?
They don't know. It's a great question, because they don't know. And the Treasury, the Reserve Bank, have been asked this question, and they haven't given us an answer. It's a bit, the picture is clearer in the United States, because the US is the country that's putting in the tariffs, and most people in the econ profession sort of would believe that when you put in these tariffs, it puts upward pressure potentially on prices in the United States, because the costs of the tariffs could be passed on to consumers. So probably in America there's an upward pressure on prices, and whether that turns into more inflation depends on the US, what the US Federal Reserve does. But in New Zealand, we're not the country putting in the tariffs. So it's unclear as to how it is going to affect us, and that's something which you would have expected the Reserve Bank to be more definitive about, but it hasn't.
Why do you think banks in New Zealand want to cut the rate?
They're part of an oligopoly, and they like fueling property price bubbles. And I think they'd be very happy for rates to be cut more, because there would be more lending and they could make more money through their margins out of that greater lending. So the big banks have been putting pressure on the finance minister. My impression is that the finance minister is in the pockets of the big banks. She's doing their bidding for them. They want the capital requirements to be relaxed at the Reserve Bank, and they're trying hard to get their way with that. They want interest. Nicola Willis wants interest rate cuts. She doesn't seem to care about inflation anymore. And so I think that's what's going on, and that's why the big banks and Willis want cuts in interest rates.
And before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
The only thing I'd like to add is I think it's time that the country got better leaders in the big corporates in the country and in government, whether it's National or Labor. They're putting in their friends, they're putting in their mates, they're putting in people with connections. They're not choosing the best person for the job. And I think that's what's holding back productivity in New Zealand. And both our main parties are as guilty of it as the other.
That was Professor Robert McCulloch on the OCR and why he believes it should remain as is.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.